this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
KFC Radio episode 181. It's brought to you by the 5-4 Club. I'm sitting here with my man John Feidelberg, the self-proclaimed but probably correctly proclaimed most fashionable guy at Barstool. Fights, are you down with any of these clubs that like mail you clothes every month?
No.
Well, this is what you should do. Because listen,
Kevin, let me tell you this. I wish I did.
Yeah.
I wish there was one I could, maybe. And
I have the perfect one for you. It's the 5-4 Club. It's an L.A.-based brand, so I know you're going to be down with that whole scene. And it's only $60 a month, which is the regular price. What's going to happen, though, is you're going to get $240 worth of clothing for just $60 for the first 2 months if you sign up now at 54club.com. It's a limited-time offer. It expires on August 31st. So go over to 54club.com. And use the promo code KFC, and you're going to get 50% off your first 2 months. Like I said, that's $240 worth of clothing for just $60. They got, you know, the fall season's coming up, John. I know you're looking forward to those fall clothing. I hate summer clothing, right? You want to wear your vests. You want to wear your hoodies. You want to wear your jackets and your pants. 5-4 Club has all that covered for you. They will do free size exchanges. They do free delivery. And you can kind of curate your own profile. So you work with them so that they know what you like and what they should send you. So once again, go to 54club.com. Use the promo code KFC. You're going to get 50% off your first 2 months. That's $60 for $240 worth of clothing. And you get basically 2 to 4 pieces of clothing sent to you every month. It's KFC, 240 for 60 at 54club.com. How we doing, boys? We got Chaps in the mix today. Big Cat is, he's got a diesel weekend ahead of him all over the place. So we got Chaps filling in from San Antonio. What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Busy day.
Yep, as per usual. Lochte's doing his thing. You were recording a podcast earlier. Everybody banging out content. Fights. You're looking a little hungover, as I understand it.
Yeah, we. I don't know how many people know this, but we've had an intern all summer from Harvard Business School.
No Who is deal. Awesome, by the way.
One He's of the most, so great, dude. I was like, we took him to dinner last night. So it was his last day. And we had 5 bottles of wine at dinner, so I'm not feeling great. But basically all I kept saying at dinner was, like, I love you. And we please come. Like, I know you can do better things because you go to Harvard Business School. But like, when you graduate, will you please come work for us?
I've said the same thing.
Yeah, one of the first emails that I had was with him. And he was like, yeah, we're trying to hook you up with the Braves and Orlando Magic. And then I was like, so what do you do? He's like, I'm an intern. And I was like,
what?
He was so good. I don't know if we even mentioned his name. His name is Marcus. He's so awesome. He's so.
It's one of those things where I'm like, I don't want to tell him how much better he could do with a fucking Harvard business degree. So I'm just like, yeah, man, like, come on, work for us. There's definitely a role for us.
Yeah, he's probably really stupid and doesn't know.
he was saying it at dinner. He was like, that's the goal. Like, I wish I could come work here. But we're like, you can. You fucking can. Like, drop out of school right now and just come work for us.
You don't,
like,
need that degree. You don't need it. We're already impressed.
Solid advice, yeah.
That's got to be the dumbest kid to ever go through Harvard Business School. Also, I didn't know he played, like, pro ball overseas for a minute.
Yeah, he was I think he was the captain. I could be wrong on that. But he played at Amherst. Yeah. At Amherst College.
The way he described it, though, him and his buddy both played overseas and got signed to the same team. So it was just like a year living abroad, playing hoops, making money. I was like, wow.
Wait, playing hoops abroad?
Yeah.
Oh, he played baseball at Amherst. I assume he played basketball.
Oh, maybe I'm the one that's wrong.
I know he played baseball. I didn't know he played basketball.
Oh, I didn't think there was like foreign.
I think it's because he's black and you're just being a racist.
Probably. Fuck. That's bad. That's a bad look for me if he played baseball. Shit. You know what's a bad look? Stealing someone's dog.
That is a bad look.
John, let's get into it.
We're going to talk about this?
Oh, we're going to talk about this. We might not even get to any voicemails at all. We might just talk about this goddamn dog. John, 181 episodes, 4 years, a long friendship. And how many times on these airwaves have I said, like, you never cease to amaze me? You keep surprising me, babe. No one's better than you. This one, though, this might take the cake. When I first saw the tweet to the Instagram, I thought it was some sort of joke. I thought it was something going over my head. But you literally stole a canine.
I did.
So let's run through it. This is a Tuesday night.
My headline for that was like, I don't want two on one. My headline for that was so perfect. I stole a dog.
Yes, you did. But let's dig in a little deeper. It's a Tuesday night in Newport. Is that when it was?
It was a Tuesday night in Newport. I usually don't go out. During a week, I'm usually very, very by myself. But actually, I had two girls come down from the handlebar spin studio.
Sure.
And they wanted, like, was a good weeknight for them to come. I said Tuesday because this band called Felix Brown plays, and I haven't seen them all summer. They're so fucking good.
They're the
best cover band in history.
I know the name.
So
I feel like I looked at them for like the wedding or something like that. Is that possible?
Did weddings, and you're a fucking idiot for not getting them because they're so good. But I was like, come down on Tuesday because it feels Brown plays at Newport Blues on Tuesdays and they're fantastic. So I worked Tuesday and we went. I started drinking at like 4 probably, and went to dinner. I drank heavily at dinner. We went to the bar. I drank even more heavily
at the bar.
I ordered
starting to make sense. I'm starting to put it together here how this could happen.
They asked for glasses of rosé, and I ordered those. But this was toward the end of the night, too. But the bartender thought I said Jose. So he gave me two shots, and I was like, this is weird to put rosé in glasses like this. But I gave it to him, and they took like a tiny little sip. And they were like, this is fucking tequila. and that was at like 1 a.m., and then I didn't want to return it. So I just did both of them and got them two glasses of rosé.
Yeah, that's – I mean, two – back-to-back Cuervo shots to end the night is one of the most reckless decisions I've ever heard.
And I hate Cuervo. I love tequila, my favorite liquor, but I hate Cuervo.
Cuervo's gross.
And one thing I like to do a lot when I live like 2 blocks from the beach, and so I like to come home drunk and go swimming.
That's safe. That's not how white people die all the time.
So we came home, and I convinced one of the girls to come with me. And so I put on a bathing suit. We started walking in the water. And on the way to the water, it's a little dog, kind of ratty, to be totally honest. Kind of ratty.
I saw the picture. It didn't look ratty.
No collar, no anything. He comes running up to me. And I was like, hey, let's go. And he just followed me to the water. He just came with me. And I thought,
at that point you're drunk and you feel like it's like a match made in heaven, like you're have like your own little personal homeward bound and shit.
I just got a dog. This is fantastic.
Yeah. And you're drunk and nothing better than like drunk dog kisses. Like it's like the best.
Yeah.
I was just like, and it was so well behaved, almost like as if it'd been trained by an owner.
Shocking.
and I was like, come on, and he's running with me. And I thought it was a girl. I don't know why. I guess I just didn't look at it thick. But I named her 11. And
Nice move.
If anyone fucking sevens me on 11, I'm going to kill you. That's my next dog.
You know you're going to, too, by the way. Like, someone's going to do that, A, because it's a good name, and B, just out of spite. That was stupid of you for even mentioning it.
Yeah, no, you're right. But so we're at the water. And when we're in the water, I even have a conversation with the girl. I'm like, just so we're clear here. This is my dog.
Yeah. I found that up right from the get-go.
I'll give it to you. We discovered her together, but this is my dog. I'm keeping this dog.
You touched him first, right?
I touched him first. She was like, yeah, I don't want the fucking dog. and so.
So wait, now let me just be clear. Like, obviously you're not.
That's a red flag on her, by the way.
Yeah. But so you're not in the right frame of mind, but in your head you are. You are literally thinking at this point, like, I am going to be this dog's owner. It's going to come to New York with me. It's going to live with me. Or you're just not even thinking that far.
Oh, I thought, I had planned out our whole plan together. And I had even, like remembered my lease I signed. And I was like, that did ask what kind of dog I have so I can have one. And I can, you know, bring it. This is fine. I can have this dog. And I wake up the next morning, passed out on the couch alone, full boner. And the girl who didn't come with us is like, "Hey, who'd you steal a dog from last night?" I was like, shirtless, full erection. And I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "You stole a dog from the neighbor."
So you forgot about 11?
Was that?
You had forgot about her whenever you
I was on a stray dog. I didn't steal any dogs.
Oh, okay. But you woke up knowing.
But you woke up remembering.
Oh, I knew that I had a dog. Yeah, no. And I was like, "What do you mean that I didn't steal a dog? I found a dog. I saved a dog last night."
Now you're relatively sober. And you still are not thinking to yourself that pretty much any dog you've ever seen, especially in Newport, fucking Rhode Island, is probably a domesticated dog that belongs to someone.
I wasn't thinking that.
I mean, we're not in the streets of Rio where there's like stray dogs running around, man. We're not in fucking Acapulco. We're in normal America. There's no stray dogs to be had, pal.
She's like, "Yeah, I woke up and there was a dog here, so I went for a walk, and I was just asking people, I was like, 'Is anyone missing a dog?' And literally our neighbor was like, 'Yeah, I am. Where's my dog?'"
So they
like,
were they
pissed
out,
or like relieved or
yeah,
what?
Were they out like looking and putting up posters and shit, or were they just like, I mean, obviously, if he was out there on the beach by himself, they're probably a little bit lax with him coming and going.
I feel like that's reckless.
I want to drive that point home. No collar. I would have. I checked. The first thing I checked was a collar. There was no collar. This is a straight dog. She did not find the name 11 very funny. As I'm told, I never met the lady. But
the girl relayed. Yeah.
Returned the dog. She said that his new name is 11, and she didn't find that funny. But she did it a lot, and also there's some crazy. Their address is 11. He lives in 11. Wow, about that.
Yeah. See, that's
did
a
you
sign.
Say bye? So you didn't even get to say bye. The dog was already gone when you woke up.
I'm going to go over the house at 2:30 in the morning one night. So where the fuck's my dog?
So what was the excuse? Why was the dog just running about all willy nilly?
I like I said, I never met him, so I don't know. I never got. I should go over there and just reprimand him. I'll go do it on film. Put a leash on your dog. Put a collar on it too.
Yeah, you gotta grab like a GoPro and like go give him a stern talking to. It's like there's gotta be closure.
Like they yell at people for being bad parents. You're a bad owner. I saved that dog.
So that's it. 11's gone out of your life. They probably hate your guts. They can't wait for you to not be their neighbor anymore this summer.
Probably.
I feel like you did the right thing. I don't even think that's stealing.
Hey, that took it right. And the thing is, we have a dog that comes out on the weekend, so we had a ton of dog food here. I fed her, gave her water. We hung out for a bit.
And do you think 11 enjoyed her stint with you? Because he looks a little terrified in the Instagram.
He does.
You look a little happy. He looked absolutely petrified.
I asked him.
I'm nervous for sure.
When the girls took it, I was like, "Does he look scared in this?" And they're like, "No, he looks happy." I'm like, "All right, I'll post it. Fuck it." And then, in retrospect,
it's a great picture.
It looks as if he's like, "Hey, I'm being kidnapped by someone." That's kind of what it looks like.
But he's like trying to play it cool and not be like too scared, but he knows he's got to like play it off just a little bit.
This fucking shirtless dude won't put me down.
What was his real name?
Leo.
Leo.
That's a good name too.
It's
no 11. Let's not get crazy, but it's an all right name. It's better than like Dino or some stupid shit.
So are you like heartbroken now, Fights? Are you gonna go get a dog?
I'll be honest, kind of get over it.
Yeah. quickly realized how much of a pain in the ass it is to own a dog, and you were kind of like, I'm just gonna be single and like not have any responsibilities forever.
Like by 4 p.m. yesterday, I was pretty over it. But it's kind of like Michael Scott when he's like,
"Yeah,
I don't know. Want a kid in 6 months."
Well,
you're probably going to be so happy when you move that you don't have a dog to take care of.
Yo.
At 4 o'clock, I was like, "Thank God I haven't had to move off this couch."
It's the truth, man.
What? What'd you say?
Not having a dog in New York is...
Like, whenever I was this week, watching people walk their dog on that hot-ass concrete, man, that would just be the worst. For the dog, man. What a terrible life.
I remember when I used to walk my dogs in Boston, and it was such a pain in the ass. There's so much shit from the smell. Like, they just run around, and they're just like, oh, what's that smell like? What's that smell like? What's that smell like? And they're just fucking going at everything. It's like, dude, just go home and play in the grass.
Dude,
you don't want to smell the heroin needles.
Not having a backyard to just be able to let him out, having to, like, go to a park every time he wants to run and shit is the worst. For me, for him, for everyone.
Luckily, my dogs are just as lazy as me. Like, they don't want to run. Like, fuck this.
When I used to work with dogs, I had to, would take out, like, huge 100-pound shepherds in, like, Manhattan and, like, trying to find a place for them to, like, drop a shit, man. Like, constantly wanting to smell homeless people and, like, get out of that homeless dude's dick, man. Like, seriously.
Yeah, your dog's licking your face later, and it's like, you might have licked a homeless dude's dick today. I don't want that at all.
I'm okay with you licking your balls, but you licked a homeless dude, man. Like, get it off me.
Well, that is quite the tale, John. We'll add that one to the Hall of Fame list. The best of Feitelberg continues, the time he stole a dog. Let's get into these voicemails.
By the way, I thought that blog was really funny. I thought that whole thing. And, like, I'm going to use that as a pitch to Nardini. Be like, look, just let me go be drunk and do dumb shit. Those are my favorite blogs. Those are the funniest stories.
Just call
it
drunk.
I promise you I'll get some good stories out of it. Just let me go be drunk and not have to work.
Call it drunk fights, and people will think it's just fights, not fights. Perfect. Done. You're in. Drunk fights. Like, that's a great segment. And then you just get to get paid to get drunk.
Yeah. I'll go create good content. Just let me get hammered and not doing it.
That is a brilliant idea, man. Let's get into the voicemails. They're brought to you by Audible. Next week, I am on vacation. First vacation, aside from my honeymoon, which I know you can't just take out. But it's the first time I've just been like, I'm not going to go to work for no reason at all in a long-ass time. Looking forward to it a lot. Going to sit on the beach, going to sit by the pool, and I'm probably going to download some audiobooks and give them a listen. That's really the only time I do the whole books thing. But if I'm going to read, I'm going to listen. I don't want to read paper, flip the pages. What is this, like the 1700s? I want to just pop my earphones in, listen to a book. You can do it on like double the speed, so it takes half the time. That's the best way to consume novels these days. The Audible app also has original audio shows, news, comedy, as well as a great selection, unmatched selection of audiobooks. If you got anything that you're listening to that you think I should give a listen to next week, tweet at me with the hashtag AudibleKFC. Give me some good recommendations. And right now you can start a 30-day trial and download your first audiobook for free. Go to audible.com/KFC to get started. That's audible.com/KFC, and you'll get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. Let's do these voicemails. I forgot to put them into iTunes. Bear with me one second.
Have you ever listened to the Martian audiobook?
Yo, I started that, and I liked the movie. But the audio version where it's literally him just, like, talking about planting shit for, like, dozens of pages, I couldn't get through.
Really? I like the audiobook way because I tried, like, the paper book, and I was like, dude, I can't even read some of these fucking words that he's saying.
Well, that's definitely true. A lot of that shit. But I needed when I was watching him, like, build it out and plant all the plants and all that shit, I got it. Just listening to him tell the story, I was like, bro, this is a really long story that I'm not that into right now, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I love that audiobook. I thought it was an all-timer.
Well, if you...
paper book, I thought it was trash. Like, tried to read the paper book after? Like, no way, man. Didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, all these astrophysicist terms. No thanks.
Well, Chaps probably has better taste in books than your boy KFC. So listen to him and go give The Martian a shot. I just personally didn't like it. Hey, Fights, you see that movie I tweeted about the other day, Arrival? That movie's going to be fire. Just to put that out there. Next great alien movie is going to be Arrival.
I already have it in my, you know, like they have like the Phase 7 films. It's already on.
It's already in. It's already in it.
I'm a huge trailer guy, by the way. I know people don't like trailers these days because they give away too much of the movie.
No.
Huge. If I'm not on Twitter, I'm probably on Trailer Addicts.
I'm a huge trailer guy. I'm not a huge teaser guy. That I don't like when it's like seven seconds.
Teasers are the dumbest goddamn bullshit. I actually tweeted this today. Teasers and Twitter reacts to blogs are the dumbest shit on the internet. The dumbest.
I disagree. We actually had this discussion a little bit in Nantucket. I think that a lot of people, if you do a true Twitter reacts blog, I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's when you take like three or four tweets and act like the internet's actually outraged over it. But when people are actually flying with tweets, you're basically just commenting on what society thinks at the moment. I think there's no problem with that.
No, you're just fucking stealing other people's and you're stealing other people's jokes and just trying to pawn it off like you blogged something. I want to make this clear too, because I thought people might think it when I tweeted it. I'm absolutely not talking about like Black Twitter, like misspellings or anything like that. But like when something big happens and people just like, instead of writing in their own words, they're just like, here's what Twitter said. That's so fucking lame.
Yeah, but what I do is I'll write my own jokes in the blog, but I include all the funny shit I found on Twitter.
And that's why I'm not counting you in this at all. But like fucking other sites will just have like, here's how Twitter, like Black Sports Online or shit like that. It's just like,
so essentially BuzzFeed.
Right. There'll be no none of your own jokes, nothing like that. It's just here's what Twitter said. That's it.
Well, it really is the best to do it with Black folks because they're just so goddamn funny on Twitter, and they deserve the shine. They really deserve the shine. All right, let's do these voicemails. We begin with a little talk about Mario Kart.
What's up, KFC? Fight Big Cat, Robert in Hoboken. So I was at school a few months ago playing Mario Kart with a bunch of buddies, and we legitimately had to sit one of our friends down and teach him how to play Mario Kart for Nintendo 64. Now, I think all three of us immediately just thought less of the guy for absolutely not knowing how to press A, steer forward, and shoot banana peels. I know, what are some things that you guys think people need to know how to do, and if they don't know how to do them, they definitely get picked out a few notches in your books, and you may not be able to associate with them anymore. All right, thanks.
All right, so what are some basic life skills that you think people need to have in order to have your respect? These guys, you need to be able to play Mario Kart, which I agree with. It's a little weird if you don't know how to play Mario Kart. Although I will say, I'm a little nervous at this stage in the game. Like, I haven't picked up the sticks on any video game system in a long time. And I would imagine it's like riding a bike and you get back into it pretty easy. But
no, it's not. It's not. Because I just got one from college graduation. My mom got me an Xbox One. And I'm like trying to play the new games. And I had to go back, like, in the system on FIFA and change it to, like, the 94 FIFA settings where I'm not doing anything. It's like I'm just pressing B and essentially kicking it wherever it goes. And I was all right after that. But when it was, like, legit controls, no way, man, because I hadn't played in, like, 10 years.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks, man. But you were able to play old games that you once were good at, like, you were okay with that. Okay. Because I'm just wondering, like, if I picked up GoldenEye, would I still be able to, like, you know, lace those proximity mines and hit you with the sniper rifle and all that shit. I don't know, because I haven't done it in forever. But I would agree that if you don't even understand or can't figure out Mario Kart, I probably don't respect you. So what are the other basic life skills you think people need to have, or you kind of question who they are and what they do? We'll start with you, Fights. You got any?
And this is probably pretty obvious. You need to know how to throw a baseball. Or you throw a football. Like that's the biggest thing ever. If you can't, I remember when I went to college, all my friends in high school were all athletes. None of us superstars, no less.
But played sports.
But like, we all played sports. And I went to college, and my roommate my sophomore year, I was like, let's go throw a pigskin outside or something like that. Well, I didn't say pigskin, that's a douchey thing to say. But I was like, let's go outside, let's go play catch. And he said, okay. And then he threw the ball to me, and it was like in the Sandlot when Dennis Leary steps kids. Like, he's like, what the? I was like, what the fuck was that, dude? Dude, I think totally different about you as a person now. Like, we've known each other for 2 years. I guess we'd never played catch. I think about you so differently. Like, I think Dan said it a while ago. Like, you don't need to be able to be a superstar. You just need to look like you used to be able to do shit. Like, I can't throw as far as hard as I used to be able to, but I look like I can still throw a baseball.
You know, you have the basic motion, the basic mechanics. You can do the basic things. Because that just shows that you grew up in basically the same sort of life that we did. That's how I view it.
Yeah, it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. No one played catch with you? You a dad? What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Chaps, you got some basic life functions?
Yeah, I was in Virginia, and my car, like, I left it at this bar overnight one night, and I told one of my buddies that live right there, I was like, hey, dude, my keys are inside the gas tank. Just get in my truck and drive it back to my house, and then I'll take you back home and come back, because he lived, like, right up the road. And so he's like, all right, cool. So he gets my keys and gets in. Then he calls me. He's like, dude, I can't drive a stick. And I was like, come on, man.
Guilty.
You can't drive a stick?
Can't do it.
John?
See, I was nervous about this question because I knew Chaps. I thought he was going to go even further. I thought he was going to be like, you know, if you can't fucking like break down a carburetor, I don't think.
No, I don't know shit about cars.
But he went with the stick shift.
This might be really like regionally based because in the South you can't get away with not being able to drive a stick.
Yeah, I mean up here, I don't know anybody that has a stick.
I can't do any man shit. So if you want to think less, I can throw a baseball. That's it. I can't change a tire. I can't drive a stick. I don't really know how a hammer works. Like none of the-
Yo, a hammer's pretty basic. Hit it. Hit shit.
I know you would hit things with it, but I also know that if I tried to hammer a nail, I'd hit my thumb three times. I'm not a man. I'm not. It's like in Seinfeld when they're like, we couldn't build a log cabin, but men could. That's kind of how I am. Like.
Yeah, I feel really guilty. Like, as a dad and a husband, I feel crazy guilty. Like, my dryer just broke. And my wife's like, can you come in here and fix it? And I'm like, yeah. And so, like, I walk in there and look at it, and I'm like,
hell no.
Like, it's still broken. I shake it a little bit and, like, move it back and forth. Like, I unplug it twice. Like, it's an old-school Nintendo blowing it a little bit. And I think it's going to be fine, but it turns out it's still fucking broke, so I got to call, like, a real dude to come fix it.
Yo, I mean, that's my – the name of the game for life for me is, like, I need to make enough money that I can pay other people to do that shit because I am fucking clueless. And my dad is legit. My dad knows all of that shit, and I blame him for not knowing it because I feel like there were times – I can remember when I was a kid, like when you go help your dad do some shit, and he would always be like angry and frustrated and be like, just fucking give it to me, you idiot. Like let me do it rather than like teaching me and letting me learn. So, Dad, this one's on you. I'm incapable because of you, dude. You had no patience.
Can we talk about how psycho people are that can't afford to have their lawns mowed but still want to do it themselves because they feel like it's relaxing? Get the fuck out of here. No way. The moment I moved to Texas, I found somebody to cut my grass for very, very cheap.
I was going
to
say, the other thing is, like, if you can't afford that, you're in a lot of trouble. Because that really should probably, like, find a kid who could do it for, like, $20 probably. You don't need to be, like, hiring an artist here. But, yeah, anybody who – Clem mows his own lawn, and I don't think he finds it relaxing, but he does it. And I'm just – That surprises me.
And my yard is so small that if I got a riding lawnmower, it would be ridiculous. Like, I would look like an asshole.
Like, all awesome hours. Like,
the tiniest little circles around my yard. So, but it's almost too big for a pushing one. So, I'm like, really? Then I was just like, fuck it. No, somebody else is going to do it. Probably like $30 every 2 weeks, so it's not bad.
Yo, my dad does it with an old school lawnmower, one of those ones that, like, it's just the blades.
I got a buddy who does that too. He said he couldn't afford a regular one. I was like, yo, I think I'm just going to buy you a fucking real lawnmower. Because you sitting there pushing, like, knives, like it's the 1700s, is insane.
And you got to sharpen them shits, like, all the time.
They get all rusty and
like,
shit.
I don't know how to sharpen a knife on, like, a piece of leather. Like, how does that even work?
It's literally one step away from using a sickle. Like, it's insane. And
just buy some goats and throw those fuckers in the backyard.
And the craziest thing is my dad, he's the opposite of your dad, Kevin. He's the one who, like, if something breaks in the house, he's like, I've worked hard my whole life. I'm not fixing that. I'll call somebody. And I think his favorite phrase is my only tool is a telephone. He's a salesman. And
I like that though.
But he does the grass thing with butter knives. It's insane. Exactly.
That is
because he likes to.
I was gonna say that's when you get to the level. I think that's when you get to the level where you're like, I just want to get out of the house and be like left alone, even if I'm gonna push butter knives through the lawn.
Because we have landscapers. We have landscapers who come like rather regularly and do other shit in the yard. But he's like, I do the lawn. It's like in True Detective. When Matthew McConaughey mows someone else mows Marty's lawn. So he's like,
you don't mow another man's lawn.
My dad's like,
I'll let anybody mow my lawn. I'm fine with it.
Yo, I am so not macho with any of that shit. You can fix my car. You can fix my house. You can fucking mow my lawn. It's less shit for me to do and worry about.
My neighbor owns a construction business, and he was building some – like, I kind of hired him, like, bought beer essentially in the wood, and he built, like, this shelving system in my garage. And I'm just like, hey, dude, need another beer? Like, I'm totally, like, his waitress with, like, bringing out, like, cold beers and shit. And he's, like, doing manly shit with electric saws. And I'm like, damn, that's badass. Like, what are you doing there? He's like, oh, I'm measuring with the measuring tape. I'm like, hell yeah.
What are your thoughts on grilling? How proficient do you think a guy has to be in grilling?
Oh, so now this is one. This, I'm a cocky one at this, for sure.
Yeah, I could see you being, like, some fucking, like, you're going to, like, marinate some shit and smoke some shit and come.
Yeah, because I have like the big green egg. Like I do like competition style Texas barbecue. Like I'm big barbecue dude.
I could see that. But now, I mean, I'm not. I can't do that. I can fucking throw some burgers and dogs on the grill and I can get.
On the Nantucket video, I was sick watching you guys cook with all that smoke coming up because you were fucking it up. I was so angry.
Well, that's kind of why it came up because, I mean. Portnoy, he was, like, literally crying because of the smoke in his eyes. But it ended up pretty good. The burgers did. I got to give him credit. The food ended up tasting good, even though it looked like a goddamn disaster. So that's kind of why this conversation came up. Because, like, I can grill for you. I'll probably have too much smoke going. I'll probably, like, screw up here and there. But I'll get the food on the table. Would you look at me, Chaps, and be like, you fucking pussy? Or are you like, all right.
No, I wouldn't say that you were a pussy because of it. I would think that, like, that you can't cook. I mean, I don't think that you have to cook to be able to be, like, manly. Like, I don't think that cooking well or, like, even cooking fancy is, like, a feminine thing or a manly thing. It's just a thing.
Right.
So if you couldn't cook, I'd just be like, oh, he sucks at cooking.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a thing where, like...
Now, lighting a fire, that's different. That's man shit.
Can you just build, make a fire from scratch?
Well, sure, but I'm talking about, like, if you're doing, like, charcoal grilling.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about, like, fucking, you know, rubbing two sticks together to make a fire.
Yeah, we should do that sometime.
The thing is, too, I mean, I've never had a backyard, really, other than when I was a kid. I hadn't had a grill, so it's like I would never even really have the opportunity. Fights, can you man the grill?
Yeah, but I can't do anything.
No, I know.
I can't do anything. I don't look that hurt.
I'm with you, dude, but, I mean, it's not a good look for us, but I just don't care.
I can throw a baseball.
That's where it stops.
That's why it's so important to me, because it's the only thing I can do.
Resume
so
skills of John, throw a baseball, steal dogs, be able to get drunk. There you go.
That's really all you need.
you want to know a weird one? Swallow a pill.
Yeah.
I don't mean like Molly or anything like that. I mean, just mean like you know when people would say, oh, I can't swallow pills, or like, I can't do that, it's too big?
That's ridiculous.
I'm always, you fucking pussy, just eat it.
Yo,
just eat the pill.
Just fucking swallow. Just pretend that there's, like, food in your mouth. If it was a little bit of food, you would just swallow and you'd be okay.
I don't understand how you can't do that either.
That really pisses me off. I don't know. I just thought of that. I don't know why. Just fucking swallow the goddamn pill.
Chaps, I'm going to take your car example a step further. In Jersey, you're not legally allowed to pump your own gas. They have to.
First time I went through Jersey, blew my mind.
I mean, I fucking hate it because they take so long, and I'm just like, just let me do it myself. And you step out, and they act like you're a terrorist. So like, get back in your car. So I know guys who grew up in Jersey who don't know how to pump gas, and I'm like, listen, I don't need you to change the tire or fix the engine, but you gotta be able to pump the gas.
There's nothing to it. Like, there's nothing. Legit. To
put it in, pull the fucking thing. That's it.
That's kind of like when I tweeted about cheeseburger or subs, which I now understand are a regional thing. But I tweeted about those on 2 weeks ago.
About what?
Calls a cheeseburger or sub. Just use your goddamn brain and figure it out. It's pretty fucking simple. That's kind of how pumping gas is. Like, what do you know how to pump gas? Put the fucking thing, trying to look at things.
No. I mean, that if you can't do that, you know what I don't like either? Guys who can't do laundry, they act like it's a girl thing. Like, you just put
or the dishes or cleaning in general.
Right. It's just like you have dirty things.
Changing
you need
a
to
diaper,
make them
like if for dads, like changing a diaper, like
that's.
Oh, I don't do that. No way.
Real cool, dude. You let your kids sit there in a fucking pile of shit until your wife comes home. You're really fucking manly. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Put the clothes in. Put the soap in. Push the button. Fold it like this and put it away like that. If you can't do that, I don't want to do it. I don't like doing it. I get that, but if you can't do it or act like you can't figure it out, you're a fucking idiot.
Same thing with the diaper. Wear their shit on the baby's ass, you removed it.
Like,
put a new one on.
You know that you clean shit off your own ass, right? So just kind of do that to them and then
wrap
a diaper.
Same concept, but you can actually see this time, so it's easier.
Seriously.
Yeah, but you met Sean. You know Sean, my older mate.
Yep.
Like a year and a half, we thought that the dishwasher was just kind of broken. Like, it would work when I did it, but it would spit soap everywhere when Sean did it. And we were kind of just okay with that. We're just like, we'll put a towel under. Like Sean, when he just did the dishes, he would just put a towel under it. And he just knew that would be soap. That would be
instead of figuring out the root of the problem, you just let it go for like a year.
He actually probably thought that's part of the process. Like, you put the dishes in, you close it, you put the towel down, you push the button, that's how you do the dishes.
And you start mopping to get all that shit up.
And then one day I saw him doing it, and he was just, all the dishes were in there, and he was just squirting soap in. Like, dude, what are you doing? This why the dishwasher's been broken for a year and a half? Because you just fucking squirt it wherever you
like want. Regular Dawn soap? Like,
throw some fucking laundry detergent in there. Why not?
at that point, that was like a couple of moment where I thought, I was like, no fucking shit, it works when I do it. Because I know you put it in the container, in the little holster. It's very clear where you put the soap. And he just says
soap.
That is a good one. For all the other men out there, all the other manly men, you got to shave your beard, right? You got to keep it clean. You got to get that shadow working. You got to have that straight edge. You got to look sharp. And DollarShaveClub.com is the best way to get those razors sent to you. Right now, if you go to DollarShaveClub.com and you buy some of their shave butter, you get a free executive razor, which is their most luxurious, high-quality razor out there. The best part is you get the razor sent right to your door for a third of the price. So you save money. You don't have to go to CVS. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. And it comes right to you. And you'll get the shave butter. You'll get the razors. You get the quality handle. You get the whole nine. The shave butter has this unique conditioning formula. It's unbelievably soft and smooth. You're just going to look good and feel great. So go to dollarshaveclub.com/KFC. So dollarshaveclub.com/KFC, and you can take advantage of that executive razor for free. Chaps, when was the last time you were clean shaven?
April.
Oh, that's new. That's not like a permanent thing for you.
No, like it gets really itchy after a while, so then I just chop it off and start new, like put cocoa butter and stuff all over my face. Dude.
See, that's where I can't do the full beard thing like you, because I get to like once it gets itchy, I'm out. I'm gone.
Yeah. But now, because I've had a beard, like I've pretty much had a beard since about 2012, and when I shave, I feel like I look like a lesbian. Like I look awful without a beard, like really, really bad.
I look awful without a beard. I think I'd be so hot with a beard, I just can't grow one.
I think I was like 27 until I could grow a beard pretty solidly.
Oh, there's hope for you, Fights. Maybe it'll just like kick in this year.
I just turned 28.
I know, but that's like relatively the same.
I'm past beard age.
Yeah, you just get those like patches.
It's not even really patchy. It's like where it comes in rather full, but it's just like, it's like angles like this. It's very weird. They're like humongous mutton chops or something. I don't really get it. And I get it on the neck too.
Yeah, so kind of like Wolverine, like very Wolverine-y?
Yeah, it's very Wolverine-y. I actually just shaved like with a blade for the first time in like probably at least a year.
Oh, I
usually just – but I had to go to court, so you know how that goes.
You had to go to court?
Yeah, I blogged about this, Kevin. Read my blogs, please.
Bro, I don't read anybody's blogs anymore. Fuck you guys.
I don't think Barstool Sports at all.
Hey, I'm too busy making shit for Barstool Sports to read Barstool Sports, all right?
Yeah, I had to go to court because I didn't put my garbage out properly. So you know you live in a nice town.
Wow, that's some bougie shit. That's not even just like
after
a ticket.
Real
that's
thing?
A, like a court appearance for that? That's a bit much.
What'd you do?
I had a hearing. I put a trash bag next to the barrel and no bags are allowed, just on the sidewalk.
Get the
and you
fuck
had to
out
go,
of here.
How many times? Like, were you a multiple offender?
No, first time.
Is this Newport or Boston?
Newport.
Wow.
Boston's like New York.
Yeah, do whatever you want, right?
I tried to use that excuse to the guy, too, where I was like, listen, I live in Boston, and we just put it out wherever the fuck we want. And he's like, well, not here. It was it ended up being a $75 fine, whopping, and then they charged me $50 in court fees, too. I had to sit there for 3 hours on Tuesday. And that also that time goes up a little bit every time I tell a story. It's probably closer to
Newport, Rhode Island, where you can't put garbage out, but just grab any dog you want off the street and bring it home. No big, fucking deal.
If you want a dog, we got plenty.
Let's get back to some of these voicemails. Let's see. Olympics. Let's talk about Olympics a little bit.
Hey, KFC, Big Cat Slice. It's Kevin from Chicago. Not at the Olympics, I got a would you rather. So let's say you were a below average PGA tour golfer, and you decided at the game, the tournament of your life, would you rather have it be in a regular tournament for prize pool of, let's say, $1 million, or for a gold medal in the Olympics? Let me know what you guys think. What do you guys think? Viva.
All right, so let me recap in case you couldn't hear. You are a middle to below average golfer, and you get one shot to have the tournament of your life. Do you want it to be for a prize pool of $1 million on tour or a gold medal? Chaps, we'll begin with you.
The $1 million, easy. Not even close.
Not even remotely close.
Because you win that one event, then you get a tour card for the rest of the next season. So you're turning that money into more money.
More importantly, like,
who gives a fuck about a gold medal?
Especially in golf, you know, like
when somebody has 23, it kind of devalues them.
That's true. I would say that, like, it, you know, when Usain Bolt could flaunt, like, you know, all these gold medals of the number one event in the Olympics, that's cocky. If you told me right now you have a gold medal in golf, I wouldn't even bat an eyelash. I'd be like, cool story, bro. Like, can you get me a beer? I don't fucking care about that at all. If you told me you had $1 million, I'd be like, yo, what's up, man? That's cool. That's really cool, having $1 million. Bites?
Yeah, I guess I got to go. I was just trying to think. Like, I don't give a fuck about a gold medal. I was just trying to think what kind of endorsements you get from it, from a gold medal.
Maybe.
I don't know. We've only known golf for 1 year. It just happened. No one knows what happens in the next – what's Justin Rose going to do? Is he going to get endorsements over it? We really have no idea. So I guess I'd take the million.
What of like Carmelo and DeAndre were saying how they think gold medals are as important as winning championships in any of the real sports? Do you think that matters or do you agree at all?
I feel like the only people that say that never even sniffed a regular title.
Exactly. I mean, Carmelo's saying that, and I guess he complained that it was taken out of context. I don't know. But it's so Carmelo to think that. To even have that come out of your mouth in any way, shape, or form is so Carmelo. There's no comparison to winning a real championship in your actual sport. None.
This definitely might be because I'm a hockey guy, but I think a hockey gold medal.
Okay. That's actually a good point, because maybe I overlooked it because I'm not a hockey guy. I think a gold medal in hockey is a big deal.
Yeah.
But would you compare it to...
It's partly due to miracle, but also because they're USA, there's Canada, there's Russia, there's Sweden. There are teams that, like, are your equal. There's teams in basketball that are like, who the fuck gives a shit about Olympic basketball? The only way it's a story is if you lose. If you don't go win a gold medal, then you fucked up.
Right.
Hockey...
on the other side, I would take a World Cup soccer title over, like, DC United fucking championship.
A bunch of goddamn idiots.
What is?
Because the EPL doesn't have playoffs.
That is the stupidest thing in the world. Would you compare the gold medal in hockey to the cup? Like, I still think the Stanley Cup
is the most famous trophy in sports.
Right.
I don't know. I obviously don't know. I think. Like, someone like Sidney Crosby seems to, like, be really, really, really proud of his gold medals. And he's won a handful of, like, two cups. Yeah. So, like, judging by him, it's on the same level, but it's like 1A, 1B, I would say.
All right, makes sense. The Olympics, I think, is winding down. I don't know. How much longer is the Olympics?
It's been like a month, right?
Yeah, when does basketball get to, like, the medal games? Let's, like, keep this going. So there's a week left. I'm not sure. But there's enough time for you to go over to BetDSI.com and place some bets on the Rio Olympics. They have lines on everything. Like I said, from the Olympics to Major League Baseball, PGA, UFC. Not only is it sports, but they will make lines for all sorts of stuff in pop culture and regular life. The election, which, I don't know, It's, I feel like at this point, it's a complete fucking coin flip. You can bet on reality TV shows. Maybe they got something for The Bachelor in Paradise. Who's going to win that? BetDSI.com offers the most lines and the most reliable lines. They're A-plus rated on a lot of sportsbook review sites. And right now, if you use my promo code Barstool10, you'll get $10 free to play on all those events. It's Barstool10, and you'll have a $10 free play. I recommend throwing it on a ridiculous long shot because who knows? Maybe you get rich. Maybe you hit the lottery. So play that $10 for free and give me a cut of it when you win. Let's get into some chick talk.
Hey, guys. This is Tom. I work for a Major League Baseball team, and during the long days that we got and the long nights of working, we always get some messed up conversations. So this is the question. This week, if you were dating a girl, absolute smoke show, 10 hottest chick on the planet, but at nighttime she had a curse like Fiona from Shrek, where she just turned into a hideous creature at sunset, and you barely can't even just look at her. Would you continue to dare? The second part of that question is, if you could turn her into an animal, which animal would you do?
Okay, then. First part is pretty easy. Would you date a girl with the Fiona curse from Shrek, meaning she turns into a hideous ogre at night? Fights?
You know my answer.
I was going to say, I always usually know your answers for these things. I'm not sure on this one, actually.
Absolutely.
I could see a scenario, though, where you'd be, like, too vain about never being able to bring her out at night. Like, people would be like, hey, Fights,
I was thinking that at night just meant, like, when you get to bed. Yeah, like, if I couldn't go to bars with her and dinner with her, fuck that.
Yeah, when the sun goes down and they'd be like, hey, Fights, bring your girlfriend around, and she's never around, everyone would just think you're dating a busted chick, which you kind of half are, and you would be too vain about that.
Yeah, no, I definitely would be. So the answer is no. I was thinking it was like just like when you went to have sex, she got gross.
No, I think
especially. I mean, you're talking wintertime. It's dark, like 4:30 in the afternoon. Yeah, so you really thought.
Yeah, but no, I'm not totally out.
The flip side.
If it was just sex, I'd be a virgin my whole life, and just be like, yeah, I have a smoking hot girlfriend, and let people think I fuck her.
The flip side, though, is that you know half the day or in the winter, 40% of the day. You're smashing, and you're with a 10. I mean, like, the hottest chick you can even think of. That doesn't sway you at all, chaps?
Not even. Nah.
So you just need to have – what if it was reversed? What if she was ugly during the day? Does that bother you?
I think that's even worse.
Why? No, I think that's great because you sent her to work. Whatever. You don't see her.
That one has my attention. Yeah. Yeah, go work and be gross. People don't want to bang you at work. You don't have a work husband. Like, just –
But when you're out on the weekend, majority of the time you're going to be out, it's going to be daytime. Especially, well, maybe if I was younger, my answer would be different. But now, majority of the time, like if I'm out and my lights on my truck have to be on, it's a weird day for me.
Right. Like, that's
I'm
true.
Usually home already.
That is true. I mean, my wife will go to bed at like fucking like 8 o'clock sometimes. So she'll be ugly for like a couple hours as far as I'm concerned. And then during the day, I don't know. It doesn't matter once you're married. She's hot. She's an ogre. She's probably not banging you much anyway. So really, who cares once you're married? But I think I could do this. I don't think this would be that big of a problem for me. I think I'm down to get like a 10 out of 10 half the time and a 0 out of 10. I think I take that bet. To each their own. I don't know. Fights, you're just too picky, I guess. Who knows?
I'm not too picky. I'm too vain. I am too vain.
That
for my appearance, for what I bring to the table, I'm way too vain. Like I'm like one of those like,
that's true.
I'm like an internet commenter who's like Rihanna's thumbs are weird. I'm like I'm a fucking loser who has nothing to offer, but I'm still very critical about it.
Let's keep it going with some girl talk. I actually don't know what this one's about, so we'll see.
Hi guys, this is Carly from Philadelphia. I was listening to some old KFC radios and I came across. The one where you talk about Big Cat's everlasting tan lines. I, too, have everlasting tan lines. I basically fry myself in the sun every summer, and I've accepted skin cancer. But I was wondering what you guys think about girls with tan lines in general. Let me know. Thanks.
Fights, we begin with you. Girls with tan lines, up or down?
First of all, I'm calling bullshit on it. No one else has Dan's tan lines. Dan's tan lines are the most perplexing thing I've ever seen in my life. They're like one of the wonders of the world. It's insane.
It's so true.
It'll be Christmas, and Dan will have a fucking wife for your tan.
Yo,
it's insane.
I hate to do this while he's not on the show, but like, Dan has to go tanning or something. He has to. It doesn't physically make sense. And he has to pop on a tank top and go tanning in the middle of the winter. That's the only way they can last that long. I'm slandering the man behind his back, but that's the only scientific explanation for this.
Maybe he thinks it's part of his brand, so he does that now. Like,
the mustache and the tan lines. I gotta grow it out. I gotta go to the salon. But the difference between Dan's everlasting tan lines and a chick with tan lines is night and day. Tan lines on chicks are so sexy. So sexy.
I very recently became a tan line guy.
I've been on that train for a while. Come join me.
Tan lines and was like, okay, I'm very into this.
Yes.
Very.
A well-placed, almost intentional, sexy tan line is better than almost anything on a chick's body in my mind. Chaps?
I don't know if I'd go that far. Like, I think that a tan line's good, but I also don't – it's either got to be a strong tan line or no tan line at all. Like, I think, like, a half-assed kind of tan line is the way to go.
Yeah, I also think when you see a chick who has, like, you know, she's got the straps on her shoulders tan line, then she's got, like, a tube-top tan line, she's got, like, different ones all where her butt is. It needs to be, like I said, an intentional.
See, that shows a lack of planning.
Yeah, she's just a reckless chick. You're just reckless in the sun. I need a chick to wear like a ridiculous bathing suit on purpose to have tiny, sexy tan lines, and then that's cocky. You're walking around showing that off. That's a chick who knows exactly what she's doing. She's not reckless. She's very intentionally being sexy. So I'm all in on tan lines. But I think, chaps, you're not going to go that far, but you, when they do have a good one, you like it.
Yeah.
So basically,
I'm not anti-tan line by any means, right, but as a ginger kid, I take very good care of my skin, so I wear a sun shirt, so I'm not getting sunburned.
I'm surprised you don't just, like, straight umbrella. Do Michael Jackson. Don't do the sun shirt.
I would, man. Like, when I go out on my boat, I have this huge straw hat. Like, I'm like the example of, like, dad Twitter. Like, my sunglasses with, like, the little floaty on the back, huge hat, tight little sun shirt. I'm looking good.
So what exactly is a sun shirt?
Why do you keep saying the word sun shirt like it's normal?
Yeah, like, what is that?
Okay, like, you know my avatar on Twitter? Like, the super – it's, like, almost like a rash guard.
Okay.
But it's not really – what?
That's not a thing either. What the hell's a rash guard?
Like an Under Armour shirt.
Okay, so we're having cultural differences. I'll try to explain. I'll try to interpret.
An Under Armour.
So it's essentially a sun shirt is yoga pants for your upper body, like where it's really tight and snug, completely blocks you, where you can be out all day and be a ginger kid like me and not get sunburned. And money.
So it's just an unnecessarily tight shirt. Like, wouldn't a regular shirt do the same?
Yeah, couldn't you just wear like a
T-shirt? Like the Lycra material. Like yoga pants. How, you know, like yoga pants are like that, like kind of like your shirt that you're wearing now. Is that like shimmery or no? Like the Under Armour shirts, you know, like the workout
shirt. Yeah, no, I mean, I get an Under Armour shirt, but like you're basically just describing a shirt that's tight.
Like, are you telling me if you went out in a long sleeve T-shirt, you would?
But it's a shirt that doesn't stay like crazy soaked. Like, it doesn't absorb water.
Oh, so you can like go in the, you can swim in it and shit like that. That's the whole point.
And it doesn't, like, you know, like a T-shirt you get in and it's all pulled down. Like, your nipples are showing. It's real awkward. It's not like that with the swim shirt. Like, it doesn't get wet. Like, you get out and it's pretty much dry, like, right away.
This is fucking outrageous.
Why don't you just take your shirt off to go swimming and then dry off and put a shirt on?
Because, like, I get sunburned so bad because I'm a redhead that I, like, fried and miserable. Like, I used to do that when I was in my early 20s, like teens. Like, it was in decent shape, so I would go out anymore, dude. I am covered up like a Japanese woman in Tokyo. Like, I am not touching the sun.
So you're telling me if you want swimming,
I don't fuck with the sun, like, at all. You and the sun are not friends.
I don't fuck with the sun at all. We're not friends. I mean, I can understand if the alternative is sitting there, like, lathering up with SPF 100 all day long. I guess you just pop a shirt on, a Lycra swim shirt, Fights. I guess that's what you do.
And I would be a lot more self-conscious about it if I wasn't in, like, decent shape, because then I'm, like, the fat dude that's self-conscious about, people look at me like, you're just fat, and you're wearing that. It's not about a sunscreen thing. But now, like, it's a super tight shirt. I'm, like, decently in shape, so people are like, this guy cares about his skin health.
Yeah, that makes sense, because the immediate reaction usually if you have a shirt on in the pool is that you're self-conscious about being fat. But if you're jacked, I don't know. I would probably look at you and be like, I just don't understand what's going on with that guy in an Under Armour
shirt. I get
that
look a lot. Like, at the neighborhood pool, people look at me like, what are you doing, man? Because my daughter's, like, crazy redhead, and she's, like, pretty tan and, like, goes out. But me, I do it, and, like, my entire face is, like, a blister, like, the next day. Fuck that, man. Fuck the sun.
Swim shirt it is. That is – that's special.
You should go tanning. You should start going tanning in a tanning bed.
But I don't tan. I just burn, and then I have to lay on the couch for days, and then I'm
tanning. Go for, like, 2 minutes, and it works. I used to sunburn all the fucking time, and then I dated a girl who worked in a tanning salon one summer, and I was like, I'm just going to go for free all the time. And ever since then, like, I don't burn anymore. So just work on that.
Just get it out of the way. Just do it better. Okay. You're too dumb.
Like, how you're pretty much entrenched in not beard life, like, you know it's not going to be a thing for you.
And
I'm never going to be able to be like, not out, hey, dude, let's just go spend the day on the beach shirtless and frolic about in the water. I'm not going to. I'll just throw my shirt on, throw my straw hat on, chug beers where people still know, like, I'm kind of manly, and it'll be fine.
A tan ginger is...
Oh, that is weird.
An oxymoron?
I was going to say super hot. Like, if you got red hair and a tan...
How would you even know? Have you ever even... Is there an example of that?
I guess I don't mean ginger. I mean redhead. The ginger, the whole... I don't understand the whole dynamic, the difference. If you have red hair and a tan...
I get it, but I don't think I've ever seen a redhead with a tan.
Ah, you ever seen, like, fucking, like... Lindsay Lohan when she's tan?
Oh, yeah, okay. There's your example. I was asking for one and you gave me one. You're right. That was super sexy. She was super hot then. That was, like, her peak. But
there's, like, that famous picture of her, like, in a bikini on the bed. She's fucking red hair and tan, and it's sexy.
Chaps, you don't want
to
do that?
Next time I come to New York, I'm wearing my swim shirt all around Manhattan. Everywhere.
Let's see what we got here. This is fucking Clem, by the way. What blogger still calls in to KFC Radio with a voicemail? Unbelievable.
Say you were in a real-life version of The Hunger Games, but you were able to kind of choose a team in The Hunger Games, right? You get to choose three partners. One has to be a movie character, one has to be a character from a TV show, and one has to be a video game character. So again, you and a... real life or whatever version of The Hunger Games.
All right. This is interesting. This might take a little bit of thought. Clem fucking throwing a fastball here. Real life Hunger Games, which we all know what that is, right? It's like a battle in the woods for survival, kind of. You got a team of a movie star, a TV star, and a video game character. Give it some thought. Fights. I know 7 movies and 7 series was trending this week. So everyone's been thinking about movies and TV shows on Twitter. Start with your first choice, whichever one it is. Which one came to mind?
It's movie, video game,
TV.
TV? And it's a Hunger Games type deal, right?
Yep. You're, like, battling in the woods for survival, basically.
Tim Riggins.
Not really a good pick, but you just want to, like, hang out with him more. So it's always – basically, if you ask Feidelberg to pick a TV character, it's always Tim Riggins.
Tim Riggins, he's very handsy. He knows what he's doing. Tim Riggins would be good in the woods. Tim Riggins – what was that Metal Gear Solid? Was that guy dude's name Snake?
Snake. I haven't played video games great so long. Choice. That is an excellent choice for this and your movie star.
Movie guy, I am going with movie guy.
You got to go Rambo. I mean, that's what he was doing. Rambo was doing Hunger Games.
Jennifer Lawrence. Hunger Games.
The chick from Hunger Games. She won.
Fucking winning games.
Well, I don't know what her real name is in the movie, but that's, I mean, that is a very smart choice, John.
There are, what, five movies? I choose the girl who won 500 games.
Smart, yeah.
That's like cheating, but not. I love the answer. Chaps, who you got?
I got Brad Pitt from Troy.
Good one. Is he Achilles in that?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I got Achilles. My video game would be the dude from Super Contra.
Okay. Great and choice.
My TV guy would be the Mountain.
Oh. I'm gonna have to steal your TV guy in a way, and I'll go with the Hound, which is basically just like, you know, Mountain 1A. Movie guy is Rambo, because that's what he was doing. Video game guy, I'm going to go with Blanka from Street Fighter and just have a gigantic Brazilian monster that can electrocute people, because I'm pretty sure you instantly win the Hunger Games.
Actually, I changed mine to Sub-Zero.
That's a good one.
Mm.
Can I have the ice cream truck from Twisted Metal?
You know what? Executive decision, yes, you can. You can have that.
That thing was I'm not a big video game guy. I stopped playing video games a long time ago. I just remember that should be fucking awesome.
I'm gonna blog this, and I'm gonna give it some more thought, and we'll break down like the best of each category, because there's a lot of good video game choices out there, I think. Last voicemail of the day. It's brought to you by DraftKings.com. Football's almost back. That's what's up. Football season is here, which is when DraftKings really shines. We're back in action in New York. The NFL is almost here. It's time to make bank over at DraftKings. There's no season-long commitments. We all know how this works. And week one, DraftKings is doing $5 million in total prizes. That's just in 1 week, $5 million. So head over to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code KFC, and you could play for free with your first deposit. You draft your players. You watch week one. You watch that bank account blow up. It's code KFC to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. It's DraftKings.com, promo code KFC. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Last one. Let me make it a good one. Let me see what we got here. Wedding foods. Let's talk a little insider bar stool here. I want to hear your guys' perspective.
Barstool Summit happening this week and the whole Nate versus Mindy saga. What do you guys think is going to happen once you guys move into the office? I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Okay, so we had the Geneva Convention of Smut this week in Nantucket. The Nate versus Smitty thing was absolutely outrageous. We were all sharing our thoughts up in Nantucket, but I haven't heard from the other guys. Were you watching Nate at night? Did you see this whole thing go down? And what are your thoughts on the Nate versus Smitty feud? Chaps, we'll begin with you as the new guy. What was your thought?
I'm disappointed that there's so much of a time gap between now and when they actually get to New York, because I feel like there's plenty of time to make up and let everything like settle. It would have been a lot better if it was like that happens and then boom, you're right in the same city, right in the same office the next day. That would have made it a lot better.
That would have been, I mean, talk about Hunger Games. Like, I'm pretty sure Smitty would actually have to physically murder Nate if it was like 24 hours later. Fights, you've been around a long time, my man, almost as long as I have. Your thoughts on probably what is, let me ask you this, me versus Portnoy or Smitty versus Nate, which is the more like bloodthirsty feud at this point?
Right now I have to give the nod to Smitty and Nate.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that myself. Like, I really hate Dave, but we've never crossed a line where it was like that blunt and that obvious. Like,
I still don't really, because I was, when this happened, I was busy stealing a dog, so I didn't see it in real time, and I haven't watched the Periscope or anything like that.
They were electric, dude. Both his and then us watching his were some.
My favorite part was Smitty's when he didn't know how to operate Periscope.
And he was flipping the camera back and forth.
Like, he's like, it's like looking at his legs while he's reading the questions.
So Smitty, that was so perfect. It was, John, it went 0 to 100 real quick. Like, it was kind of fun in games arguing about Utley, and then Nardini chimed in and was like, I'm going to sit you two next to each other. And then Nate was like, went nuclear. I mean, nuclear, dude. If someone did that to me as in any work setting, if someone openly said all that shit about me to the CEO or to my boss, I would, like, absolutely hate that person for life. No doubt. No doubt. There's no coming back.
Yeah, essentially, like, your shirt's ugly. Well, yeah, your mom's dead, so.
That's what it was like. Oh, yeah, your mom died from cancer, pal. Like, oh, okay.
But I agree with that, like, if you work at fucking Deloitte or, like, some big corporation. Like, for 10 years, Barstool, I think Nardini even said, like, the appeal of Barstool is we – everything's public. We don't do behind closed doors. So in that, I thought it was fair game in that sense. I think Nate gets a bad rap because he's, I think it's just because he's little. But Nate
that was like the low shade, like, because you even like squinched your face, like, yeah. Like little, man, he's a little dude.
I know Nate works hard, and I know people who just immediately just don't like they're. People would just immediately jump to Smitty's side. I thought Nate won it, the fight. I guess I'm not a decider, I'm not a judge, but I thought Nate won that fight.
So did I, but I'm just saying he won it because he, like, went scorched earth real, real fucking fast.
You have to do, though. Yeah, it's shock and awe.
Yeah. Blitzkrieg shit.
You get into a fight and you're like one of those, like, oh, I'm not going to throw the first punch. I'm going to be like a chivalrous in this fight. Fuck that. You're going to lose that
carpet.
Well,
bomb
and
from
that's where Smitty, like, he was way too chivalrous because he wouldn't even throw a counter punch. Like, Nate threw the first punch and Smitty kept insisting, like, I'm not going to make it personal. I'm not going to go there. Like, you need to go there, dude. You absolutely need to go there now. There's no fucking other option left. What do you think of – I don't know. I mean, you're right, Chaps, that probably enough time has elapsed where, like, when they do get in the office together, it might not be that bad.
Because Nate even vlogged yesterday that they had, like, settled the score a little bit or had, like, met up or
– But, like, come on. No way. No way that was settled, like, just
– Yeah, you can say that, but reality is different.
And it's
That's always going to be eating. Even if there's there, like, as soon as they start drinking, if there's a little tip, it'll be like, boom, right back at it.
And if there's any god at all, it'll be like Redskins, Eagles in a big game or some sports-related shit where they are thrown right back into the fryer together because they're – it's just the perfect couple with – Smitty being big, Nate being small, it is just a duo that really can't be topped. So,
we need a boxing ring in the office.
Like, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, Smitty will literally murder Nate if it comes to that. So,
well, that's the deterrent to not say this kind of shit. It's like, all right, listen, like we're in the ring. I call dibs on first fight. I'm gonna fucking kill Rico, but they can fight second.
That is another feud that's not getting enough play. The hatred that Fights has in his heart for Rico Bosco is unlike anything. It's right up there with Nate and Smitty as far as pure hatred.
I don't even know why I hate him. I just do.
He's not worth hating. There's nothing like –
I hate him because he fucking had the audacity to think that I talk about him outside of Barstool. Like, he was like,
right.
he's like, we have mutual friends, and I heard that you were talking about me. I'm like, you're out of your goddamn fucking mind if you think I've ever mentioned Rico Bosco, yeah. Not on a Barstool podcast.
Right. All right, that's episode 181. It's brought to you by Wealthfront. Wealthfront.com offers clients an automated service to manage their long-term investments using tax-efficient and low-cost investment portfolios. That all sounds good to me. You can start accounts for free. There's no trading commissions. And anything under $10,000 is still free. Anything over $10,000, there's only a management fee of 0.25% per year. So if you're broke like us, you can invest for free. If you got some cash to throw around, the management fees on these portfolios are very low. It's the most cost-effective automated investment service out there for small accounts, and it offers tremendous value for larger accounts. All you need is $500 to open up a fully diversified portfolio. So that's really nothing. $500 cash, and you can start investing today. And like I said, the first $10,000 invested is totally free. So head over to wealthfront.com/KFC. Get involved today and start making that bank. Feitelberg, any last words for us?
Mm-mm.
11. 11. Everybody go out there, get a dog, name their dog 11.
Fucking dare.
Don't you fucking dare. All right, good stuff, boys.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.